I didn't mind stopping by your place before going. I didn't want to leave without saying a proper goodbye, especially after how last week went. Whose fault is that? Hey, come on. We both agreed this wouldn't turn into anything serious. A summer fling, and that's all. Sure, I ended our little friends with benefits arrangement preemptively, but you said it was mutual, and then you went on full radio silence with me after that talk. No. Stop. You owe me no explanation. We talked all of this through before we even got involved. Remember, you just got out of your long-term relationship and wasn't looking for anything serious. I'm moving to a different state at the end of the month for work. We both really hate the concept of long-distance relationships. Like, it's fine. You know, this is exactly what we wanted. I was just surprised you wanted to see me again. That's all. Surprised about what? How many people do you know that stop being friends with benefits and can easily switch back to just being friends? Okay. You're right. It wasn't just the sex that kept us up past 4 a.m. almost every single night for the past 2 months. Yes, I know we share a love of mythology and skydiving and horror movies. Okay, I'll admit it. We do have a really solid friendship here. And of course, there's no reason why we still couldn't hang out, but with my move coming up tomorrow, I didn't think that we'd have, you know, much time. Which is why it made sense to have our little talk last week, but you still could have reached out to me this... What do you mean, how does it make more sense? What difference did last week have compared to tonight? Well, I've been busy packing, and I just knew I wouldn't have as much time for you this week, and... Stop lying! I'm not lying! What's the real reason for ending it last week? I told you already. Look, what do you want me to say? You know what? Fine. I ended it last week because I realized I had fallen in love with you. And I couldn't bear spending yet another incredible week with you to only have it end the night before I move. I didn't want to move with a broken heart. So I figured ending it sooner would help somehow. So I told you we needed to stop what we were doing. And I know I didn't give you much more of a reason, and I just, like, got up, hugged you goodbye, and left. But if I stayed any longer, I wouldn't have been able to hold back the tears, unlike now. So I guess you're right. Last week hasn't made a single fucking difference to what tonight could have. I'm still moving, completely fucking devastated and brokenhearted. And it's my own fault. I couldn't just stick to our fucking agreement and just be friends with benefits and... Don't do this. Seriously, please stop. I cannot handle this before moving. Just let me go. What? You've fallen in love with me. Why didn't you say anything that night? Because how adamant I was about sticking to our rules, and how quickly I left. You don't hate the idea of long distance. You just said you did because I did. That's kind of fucking dumb. You shouldn't just agree with me. What now? I've got about 12 hours. And I would like to spend those hours kissing you, among other things, and hearing you say that to me again. Tell me you love me. Get this off. All of it. I need to feel you. I need to feel you inside of me. Yes, I'll take my dress off. Yes. I know I wasn't specific about how I want it to feel you inside of me. So your fingers are a lovely start. Just kiss your neck. What? Say it again. Look you in the eyes as I say it. Look down at me. Look into my eyes. And say it again. Tell me that you love me. Oh. Stand up, what? Lay away on the couch. You want me to spread my legs? Oh, fuck your tongue. Maybe as much as I love you. Oh, fuck. No. Fuck. Yes, I love this. I love you. Oh, please, baby, come, please. The other way, because if you're gonna lick me, I want to suck you off. Please, 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 please. Okay. Focus on your cock. I'll try better. I'll try better because I love you. No, come again. Oh, you want me to choke on your cock since I come? Okay. Inside of me like I originally wanted you to be. Okay, I'll put my feet over your shoulders. Oh, are you teasing my entrance? Oh, please. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Pretty please. Start fucking me if I say it again. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Oh, please, please, please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Okay, my eyes open. Oh, don't you. Oh.
good. Better than every single time we get fucked all summer. Oh! Yes. Oh. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, please. Please come inside of me. Just lay on top of me for a sec. And I'll just erase my fingernails along your back. Maybe give you a little shoulder massage while we calm down. Give me a second to set up. Yeah, I'm still shaking a bit. It's really intense. Oh, you're serious. What now? Well, we still have, like, 11 hours and 45 minutes, and I'd like to do this again within that time frame. And I suppose we can use some of that time to figure out how we can make this work. I mean, 6 hours isn't all that far away. Planes, trains, automobiles. Yeah, I think we can make this work. I love you too.